Well, welcome once again to our Bible study training camp.
欢迎来到我们这个研究圣经的、研究怎么查经的训练营。
It's a joy to be here with you again this evening.
今天非常高兴的与你再一次同在。
And tonight we want to learn three easy ways how you can write and give your own Bible studies.
今天我们要探讨这三个有效并简单的方法，如何自己写并且给人查经。
In our last session, we talked about how to actually give Bible studies.
上一堂课我们学到如何给人查经。
And you remember we talked about two different ways you can do that.
而我们说到两种方法如何做到。
Do you remember those two ways?
记得两种方法吗？
The review method
第一种是回顾
and the presenter method, right?
第二种是呈现的方法，对吗？
The review method is where I leave the study with them, they look over it that week, and then I come back and do the study with them.
回顾的是我把这个课程留给他们，然后让他们在那个星期写并且 做完，然后我回来的时候与他们回顾。
The presenter method is where they don't know what I'm going to study with them until I get there, and then once we study, I leave something with them that they can review for themselves.
呈现的方法是他们不知道我要与他们研究什么，直到 我去查经的当天，然后我就给他们一些资料让他们去看。
And then we said there are two ways to do these types of studies. You can either write your own,Or you can use a prepared set of study guides.
我们查经有两种方法，一种是写自己的这种查经的课程，另外一是用这种已经预备好的课程。
Now I want to add something to this.
我要再添加一些东西。
Not everybody is comfortable with doing in-home Bible studies.
不是每个人啊，对这种在家里的这种。查经感到舒服。
Some people don't want you to come to their home. They don't want to sit with you personally and do the study together.
有些人不觉得舒服，如果你去到他的家的时候，或者有些人不喜欢你和他一起查经。
So for those type of people, we can use what I call drop-off studies.
所以这种人，我们可以用这种所谓的我们就给他的这种查经课程。
And that is where I go to their home each week.
所以每个星期我们就去他的家。
And instead of sitting down and studying with them,
不是坐下与他们查经,
I simply give them a study guide at the door,
而是在门前就给他们这个查经课程,
and then they read that study guide through the week on their own.
那个星期他们就自己读这个课程。
Then the next week I go back,
然后下个星期我就回去。
I ask them if they have any questions.
我问他们有没有问题啊。
And then I give them the next study guide and I leave.
没有的话，我给他们下一个课程，然后我就离开。
You'll find that this is also a very effective way.
这也是一个很有效的方法。
The more effective way is if you can study with them inside their home.
更有效的方法当然是在家里和他们一起研究。
Because then you're building the friendship, the relationship.
为你有和他们建立一个友谊、一个感情。
And you're also able to answer any questions that they have.
而你能回答他们所有的问题。
But the drop-off study is also effective.
但是这个所谓的函授课程也是非常有效的。
And many times those drop-off studies will turn into in-home Bible studies.
很多时候，这种如果你把这个课程送去他家的时候，很多时候这个会演变成一个在家里的这查经单。
As people begin to have questions, they'll invite you in to answer those questions.
当他们有更多问题的时候，他们会邀请你进来回答他们的问题。
And before long, you can actually be in their home studying with them. It's happened to me many times.
很快的，你就会在他的家里和他一起查经，很多次发生在我身上。
So however you decide to do it depends upon that person.
所以不论你要怎么做，是依赖这那个查经的学生。
And we talked about which group is better for review or presenter method.
我们说到哪一种人比较适合回顾，哪一种人比较适合这呈现的方法。
So there's a variety of methods that appeal to different people. Find the one that works best for you.
不同的方法吸引不同的人。
All right, we want to look now at the characteristics of any Bible study.
所以我们看到任何查经的一些特性。
Whether you do the review method or the presenter method or however you do it.
回顾的方法或呈现方法，或者你用什么方法也好。
What should every Bible study that I give to someone in the home, what elements should it have?
来任何查经需要有什么元素呢？
You see, the Bible study guide that you may get...
你得到的这个查经课程啊
，that you may use to study with people，
你可能用来与别人查经。
That typical Bible study is good information。
那课程是一个好的资料。
It's good to just read and go over。
你可以读阅读，可以得到很多的知识。
But it typically does not have a personal touch to it。
很多时候没有一个个人不会没有个人化的一个感觉。
So there's a number of things that you have to add to that study before you share it with someone else.
所以我们在 与别人分享之前，我们要添加一些额外的东西。
So I want to share some of those things with you.
所以与你分享这些。
Before we do that, we just want to look at the overall characteristics that every Bible study should have.
我们要开始之前，我们会讲到这些任何查经应该有的特性。
Number one, the Bible study must be relevant to the person, to their personal life.
第一，这个查经课程应该对他们的生命 有所应用。
In other words, that Bible study has to somehow impact their life personally.
就是这个查经课可以个人的，就是影响他们的个人生活。
In other words, when you finish your Bible study,
所以当你查完经，
that person should not be left wondering, well, how does this apply to me?
那个人不应该想，哦，这个我怎么应用这个查经课程呢？
For instance, let's take the state of the dead.
可能我们说死亡的状态。
You can go and study that with somebody.
我们可以与人研究。
And you may leave.
我们可能离开。
And they'll say, oh, that was a really nice Bible study.
他们就说这个是很好的一个查经课程。
And the dead sleep in the grave until Jesus comes.
死了的人在坟墓里，在睡眠的状态，直到耶稣再来。
But what does that have to do with me?
但是与我有什么关系呢？
You know, the dead know nothing.
死的人毫无所知。
The dead praise not the Lord.
死的人不能赞美主。
The dead sleep until Jesus comes.
死的人在一个睡眠状态，直到耶稣来。
Et cetera, et cetera.
之类的。
But what does that have to do with me?
但是跟我有什么关系？
Remember, we talked a little bit about this before.
记得我们说到一点了。
What are some things that we can incorporate into that study that is relevant to that person personally?
我们如何掺杂入，我们如何融入一些关于有关他们生活的资料呢？
Can you think of anything? Can you remember something?
你可以记得或者你可以想起一些事吗？
Jesus cares about how you feel when you lose a loved one, right?
当你失去一个你的亲爱的人，你耶稣是关心你的。
Jesus understands the pain of death.
耶稣了解死亡的痛苦。
He has gained the victory over death.
他已经赢得死亡了。
He holds the keys of death and hell.
他有死亡的钥匙，所谓。
So therefore, Jesus is the one that we need to turn to in moments of death.
所以当我们有亲爱的人死的时候，我们可以转向耶稣。
If someone is comforted by the fact that they can turn to Jesus if a loved one dies, is that personal? Is that relevant to them?
如果有人能被耶稣了解他们痛苦而被安慰的时候，你觉得这个可以在他们生命上运用吗？
Does that help that person get through the difficult times?
能够帮助那个人度过这个难过的时刻吗？
Absolutely, right?
是可以的。
So that Bible study, you must turn it from just information into something personal.
所以我们要把这个查经课把从它单单是一个知识变成一种可以运用在实际生活上的。
Your Bible study also has to be based upon the Bible itself.
你的查经课也是要以圣经为主。
Too many people today are getting sermons and Bible studies. They're pulling them off of websites and different places.
很多人的可能讲道或者查经课都是从不同的网站。
In other words, your Bible study should not be based around a joke.
查经课不应该是以一个笑话为主
，or some philosophy，
不是以不同的哲学为主
，or some story you found on the news，
或者你是在新闻上找到的这个故事为主。
Your Bible study should be solely based on the Bible。
查经当然是要以圣经为主。
Now it doesn't mean you can't pull other sources from that。
不代表你不能用其他来源的资讯来添加。
It means that the core of your Bible study should be Bible-based.
只是代表你查经就是要以研究圣经为基础。
This is becoming a big problem today.
现在这个是一个很大的问题。
Is that people are moving away from the Bible.
因为很多人从圣经中离开。
And bringing in worldly things into their teaching and their preaching and their Bible studies.
他们的讲道啊，他们的教导啊，他们查经都带入这些属世的东西。
So going along with that, your Bible study should be of a particular type of nature.
所以你的查经课就要以一个特别的个性来教导。
They should be doctrinal.
是以这种教导为
主。Prophetic.
为预言为主。
Devotional.
为灵修为主
or practical,
或者为实际的方面为主。
In other words, be wary, be very careful of giving Bible studies of things that just simply satisfy people's curiosities.
所以我们要小心，不要给别人这个一些查经课程，只是要满足他们的好奇心。
In other words, that Bible study should be something that's impacting their life, changing their life.Not just satisfying their curiosity.
那查经课程应该改变，应该影响他们的整个生命，好， 不只单单是要满足他们的好奇心。
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理的呢？
Many times people say, will my pet go to heaven?
很多时候有人问我宠物会去天国吗？
That's not impacting their life for eternity.
这不会永远的影响他们的生活。
It should be something that will be relevant and impacting for eternity.
应该是有关联的，并且 有一个永恒的影响。
And fourthly, while you don't have to know everything there is to know about a subject, you should be thoroughly understanding the subject you're going to present.
当然我们在呈现的这个课题，我们不需要知道所有的事情，可是我们至少要了解蛮多的事情。
I remember when I used to attend a Baptist church.
有一次我参加一个浸信教会。
And nothing against Baptists, but this is just the church I went to.
这个我对浸信教没有一些的偏见，这个只是我去的那个教会。
And the preacher would get up there and he would say, "Well, I have no idea what I'm going to say today."
讲道人就站在前面，我就说我不知道我今天会说什么。
But I'm going to read this Bible text and hopefully something will come to me.
我会读这个圣经章节，希望有一样东西会进入我脑。
So he would read the text.
所以他就读了这圣经章节。
And then he would just start rambling for 20 minutes.
所以他就讲了，念了二十分钟。
And then eventually maybe he would say something of value.
突然间，哦，可能里面他们一两句话是有价值的。
You don't want to be in that type of situation.
你不要被落到这样的地步。
Don't try to give Bible studies just off the top of your head.
你的查经不单单只是靠你所记得的。
Always make sure you're prepared ahead of time.
你要之前就预备好。
And you may not know everything about that subject, but you need to know something about it before you try to present it.
你可能不知道所有的事情，但是你要知道，你要知道够多，你才可以给别人呈现这个课题。
So what should we include in every Bible study?
所以每个查经我们应该包括什么呢？
Whether you're writing your own or you're using a study guide that's already been prepared.
可能你在写你自己的查经课程，或者你在用预备好的课程。
There are several things that you want to include.
我们要包括几样事情。
Remember to deal with felt needs.
要我们要记得我们要应付他们的需要。
What is a felt need?
什么是需要呢？
A felt need is just simply something that that person may be struggling with at that moment.
这个需要就是可能他们当时在感觉到他们与这个东西挣扎的。
Maybe they're going through a divorce.
或者他们需要帮助的，可能他们在离婚。
Maybe they're going through financial troubles.
他们面对这些经济的危机。
Some kind of hardship.
可能不同的痛苦。
You want to be sure to address this situation somehow within your Bible study.
你要保证你能在你的查经课中能够应付这些问题。
Use a couple of Bible texts that will help meet that felt need.
用两三个圣经章节来帮助遇到这个他们的困难。
These are often Bible promises.
这通常是这些圣经上的应许。
A great example if someone's struggling financially.
如果有人在经济上在挣扎。
Philippians 4:19, My God shall supply all your needs.
所以彼书四章十九节就是说，我的上帝会供应我所有的需要。
According to His riches in Christ Jesus.
而是靠着他的荣耀。
So use these type of texts. Use a couple of Bible texts and make that.Help use the text to make that felt need met and make it personal for that person.
所以用这些圣经章节让遇到他的需要，并且让这个是一个个人化的查经。
Ask questions that may help you discover what's hindering them.
你问的问题要问一些问题来查考什么事在阻扰他们。
Here's an example.
这是一个例子。
As you sense that God is calling you to make this decision based upon this text, is there anything that would stand in your way of making that decision?
你问的问题可能是当你这个圣经章节叫你做这件事的时候，有没有东西可能在阻碍着你呢？
What may be preventing you from following Jesus in this?
什么能阻碍你来跟随耶稣呢？
From keeping the Sabbath.
什么能阻扰你来
？Or from being baptized.
什么能阻止你受洗呢？ You know,
maybe that person has a work problem.
可能那个人有工作上的问题。
So ask questions during your Bible study.
所以查经的时候你要问一些问题。
If you sense that Jesus is calling you to do this, what would prevent you from doing it?
如果你感觉到耶稣在叫你做的话，有什么会阻止你呢？
Always point them in your Bible study to know that God is the answer to as the solution to their problems.
每次要指他们向上帝为这些问题的解决方法。
And also, you can share with them a similar experience that you may have had where God helped you through that problem.
并且要分享他们你同样的经验，你怎么 让上帝帮你解决你的问题。
So you always want to make sure you address that felt need in the Bible study.
所以你要保证在查经的时候你遇到他们的需要。
You don't have to spend all your time on it.
不需要花所有的时间。
But just spend a few minutes.
但是至少要花几分钟。
Somewhere within the study.
在查经之中
and God will show you where the best place is for that.
而上帝会给你看哪一个是最好的时候
also, 跟他们分享 Also within your study, you want to have three or four main points.
而在你查经的时候你要有三到四个重点
Just like in a sermon.
就像讲道的时候
You want to ask yourself, as you go through the study, when you're preparing it,
所以当你在准备这查经的时候
What are the three or four most important ideas that you want this person to remember?
三个最主要的重点你们要他记得的是什么呢?
For instance, the Sabbath.
可能安息日。
We want them to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God has a special day he wants to spend with us.
我们当然要让他们记得上帝为他们有准备了一个特别的日子。
We want them to know when that day is.
要他们记得是哪一天。
And we want them to know how to keep that Sabbath.
并且要让他们知道如何遵守安息日。
And we want them to know that Jesus is the center of the Sabbath.
还有可能要让他们知道耶稣是安息日的主。
So in other words, create these three or four main ideas.
所以要有这三四个主要的重点或构思。
It's very easy to do this.
是非常容易做到的。
You simply ask the question, what are the three or four most important things I want them to remember?
只需要问我要他们记得的三四个重点是什么呢?
Again, these points should be clear, personal, and practical to the person.
这些重点应该是清楚并且实用的。
Don't just say to them, God, the Bible says the seventh day is the Sabbath.
不要只告诉他们,圣经说第七日是安息日。
And we should keep the Sabbath.
我们要遵守安息日。
Is that true?
这是真实的吗?
Is it biblical?
是圣经的吗?
Yeah, it's all those things.
这些都是啊。
But is it personal and practical?
但会个人化会实际吗?
Does it touch the heart?
会感动他们的心吗?
No, not at all.
不会。
God, this is how you would say it instead.
你应该这样子说。
God has created a special day which he wants to spend just with you.
上帝特别造了一日是要特别与你相处的。
Think about it. The creator of the universe will stop what he's doing for an entire day and spend it just with you.
想象宇宙的造物主就是为了你而停留一天要与你花时间在一起。
That is so special to us.
所以我们是多么的特别的。
And so amazing that he would be willing to do this.
而多么的奇妙的他愿意如此做到。
Is that personal?
是不是个人化呢?
God wants to spend the day with who?
上帝要花时间与谁在一起呢?
With you, right?
与你，对吗?
It's relevant for that person.
对那个人是实际的。
So these three or four main ideas, you know, you may have 10 or 12 questions in your Bible study.
所以这三四个重点，可能你的查经中有大概十到十二个问题。
But you really want to emphasize these three or four main points.
但是你真正的是要注重这三四个重点。
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理的？
All right. Okay, and then at the end of your Bible study,
在查经之后，
you are going to review these main points with that person.
我们要与这个人回顾这些主要的重点。
All you have to do is say, in our study today, we learned number one. Boom.
你就说在我们今天查经我们学到第一什么
Number two. And then you state it.
第二然后你说了
Number three. Then you state it.
第三然后你说
Why is it important to review these main ideas, these main points?
要回顾这些重点是为什么重要呢？
Because as you do that, it prepares that person. It helps refresh it in their mind so that they can make a decision.
所以当你重新再回顾的时候，他们的脑里就会更新，再次的印象就会更深刻，所以他们就更容易做决定了。
So you use it as a bridge to go into your appeal.
所以当做一个桥梁来进你的呼召，来为他们做这个决定。
Does that make sense?
有道理吗？
All right.Secondly, what should I include in the Bible study?
第二查经应该包括什么呢?
Personal testimonies.
个人的见证。
What is a personal testimony?
个人的见证是什么呢?
That doesn't always mean your conversion story.
不代表是我们从怎么变成基督徒的故事。
But it's just simply a testimony about something that God has done for you.
是说到上帝为你特别做的一样事情。
So if you're talking about the Sabbath,
可以说到安息日。
What does the Sabbath mean to you personally?
安息日个人对你来说有什么样的意义?
What does it mean for you to spend that time with Christ?
你与基督花这时间在一起有什么意思呢?
If you're talking about prayer,
如果你说到祷告
Tell a story about how God answered a prayer that you prayed to him.
你可以对他说上帝如何回应你的祷告
Just tell any kind of story.
可能就可以说不同的这些故事
About how God has done something for you in your life.
关于上帝如何在你生命中行出这些事情
This helps keep the story very interesting. Or the study, I'm sorry.
这能把查经变得有趣化
Thirdly, you want to use illustrations.
第三我们可以用这些描述
What is an illustration?
描述是什么呢
It's anything that helps the person understand the point that you're trying to get across to them.
是任何事情能让那个读者更容易的了解你想说的重点。
Now, you should use an illustration for each of your main points.
每一个重点都应该用这个描述。
In other words, if you have three main points in your study,
如果你的查经有三个重点的话
three main ideas that you want to get across to that person,
三个主要的构思你要让那个人知道的话
you should have an illustration that goes along with that.
你应该也有三个描述跟随这些。
An illustration could be a poem.
描述可能是一篇诗。
It can be a story.
可能是一个故事。
It can be a story about you.
可能是关于自己的故事。
Anything that will help them understand the point you're trying to make.
任何能够让他们更了解你想说的重点。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Let's say I'm talking about the law of God.
我说了上帝的律法。
Now what do we know the law of God is like? The Bible says the law is like a what?
圣经说上帝的律法像面什么？
A mirror, right?
镜子对吗
And so when I look into the law of God, what do I see?
所以当我看进上帝的律法的时候，我看见什么
I see myself, right?
我看见我自己对吗
And if I have not come to Jesus, then am I clean or dirty?
所以当我还没有来到耶稣之前，我是干净还是肮脏的
I'm dirty, aren't I?
我是污秽的对吗
So does it do me any good to break the mirror?
所以如果打破镜子的话有好处吗
Or to get rid of it.
或者丢掉镜子有好处吗
Because I'm still dirty, right?
因为我还是肮脏的对吗
What do I need?
我需要的是什么呢
I need to be clean.
我需要得洁净
Who cleans me? The law?
谁能清洁我律法能使我清洁吗
Or Jesus?
还是耶稣能使我清洁
Jesus.
当然是耶稣
Does that make sense?
有没有道理呢
Does that help that person understand the role of the law?
这能帮助那个人了解这个律法的角色吗
Yes or no?
可以吗
It does, doesn't it?
可以对吗
And so whenever you make that you have those three most important points in your study, you should have an illustration for each one to help them understand it.
所以当你讲出这三个或四个重点的时候你每一个都要伴随着一个描述
Are you with me? All right.
了解吗
Let me share a few statements with you about illustrations, the importance of them.
是关于描述的这个啊重要性
This comes from the book Christ's Object Lessons.
从隐藏的珍宝
She says Jesus sought an avenue to every heart.
所以说耶稣在寻找向每一颗心的这个道路
By using a variety of illustrations, he not only presented truth in its different faces, but appealed to the different hearers.
不同的描述，他不止给不同地方的人呈现真理，也给不同的听众呈现真理。
Their interest was aroused by figures drawn from the surroundings of their daily life.
他们的兴趣是从这些周围的事物所被引起。
None who listened to the Savior could feel that they were neglected or forgotten.
听到上帝的话语，听到救主的话语的人都不会感到被忽略。
The humblest, most sinful heard in his teaching a voice that spoke to them.With sympathy and tenderness.
最谦卑、最罪恶的人，听到他对一个怜悯、一个有爱心的声音说话。
So where did Jesus get the illustrations?
所以耶稣从哪里找到这些描述呢？
From their daily life.
从他们的生活，对吗？
Do people understand the most readily the things that they do on a daily basis?
人们会了解自己每天做的事物吗？
Yes or no?
会吗？
So if a person is a gardener, what type of illustration should you use?
如果一个人是园丁的话，你应该用什么样的描述呢？
Ones that deal with gardening, right?
关于这个啊花园的事物，对吗？
Getting rid of sin is like pulling the weeds.
你要拿掉罪恶，就好像要拔掉野草一样。
Watching a plant grow is like when we grow with Jesus.
看一个花或一个植物成长的时候，就好像我们与基督一起成长。
If a person likes horses,
一个人如果喜欢马的话，
you talk about horses.
你可以说到马。
Find something they're interested in and help use illustrations that deal with that interest.
看他们对哪一些事物有兴趣，然后你就用这些描述来跟他们解释。
Notice this statement. In his teaching, Christ drew his illustrations from the great treasury of household ties and affections and from nature.
所以说在他的教导里基督是从家里的事物还有这个大自然中吸取来描述他的教训。
The unknown was illustrated by the known, sacred and divine truths by natural earthly things.
这些无人所知的是被这些有人所知的事物被描述，这些神圣的真理被世界上的这些东西被描述了。
Things with which people were the most familiar.
人们最熟悉的东西。
These were the things that would speak to their hearts and make the deepest impressions in their minds.
因为这些东西能对他们心说话，能在他们的脑里留下最深刻的印象。
So in other words, Jesus took things that people understood and things that they related to, and he used them to illustrate the points he was trying to make.
所以换另一句话来说，就是耶稣用这些世人他的听众所了解的事物，然后应用在他所要呈现的真理。
You should do the same thing in your Bible studies.
你在查经的时候也应该用到一样的原则。
Two or three illustrations for each Bible study helps people understand.
每一个查经可能两三个这个描述可以帮助他们更了解。
It keeps their interest and it has a way of helping people understand more deeply what you're trying to get across to them.
可以让他们更有兴趣，而且让你的这个重点更加的清楚。
All right, so where are some places we can find illustrations?
所以我们在哪里能够找到这些描述呢？
They're all around you.
我们周围都有。
Personal experience.
个人的经验。
You know, when I was sick with cancer, I have a lot of personal experiences that I can share with people.
得了癌症之后，我有很多的经验能与别人分享。
Your life is full of them, especially if you have kids.
你的生命充满了这些经验，而且尤其是如果你有小孩子的话。
Anything at all you can use that's interesting and that makes a point, it's an illustration.
那书如果是有趣的而且可以带出重点的是一个描述了。
You can find them in stories, in books or magazines.
你可以在书里啊杂志看到这些故事。
Poems, news.
诗篇啊或者新闻啊。
Stories about other people.
可能别人的这些故事啊。
Stories about heroes of faith.
这些有信心的英雄的这些故事们啊。
Nature.
大自然。
Or even illustrations you've heard other people use.
或是你听见别人用过的这些描述。
If you want to tell some of my stories, I don't mind.
如果你要跟别人说我的故事的话，我也不介意。
You just have to pay me so much per time you use it.
可能你每次用就给我多少钱。
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't make you do that. All right? But illustrations are everywhere.
当然了，描述我们在哪里都能看见。
It just helps keep your Bible study interesting and understandable.
因为它能让你的查经能更容易了解并且更简单。
All right, so let's talk about the three types of Bible studies you can write.
所以让我们看看我们可以写的三种这查经课程。
Now that we've covered the basis.
所以我们已经聊到基础了。
The first one is using pre-made Bible studies.
第一种是用这些已经预备好的这些查经课。
For instance, the Amazing Facts study guides that are already done for you.
可能奇妙真相的课程已经预备好了。
These are great to use.
很容易运用。
But like I said before, they're typically just information. You need to add stuff to them to make them better and more interesting.
但是很多时候他们只是咨询，他们只是知识，而且你需要添加更多的事情让他们个人化。
So we already talked about this. We always want to make it Christ-centered.
所以我们已经讲过，我们要以基督为中心。
Every Bible study, if Christ is left out, your Bible study is no good.
每个查经如果基督被忽略了，你的查经就没有用。
So how do we do this? How do we prepare this study and make it better?
所以我们如何运用这个查经？
First, read through the Bible study yourself.
第一，自己就阅读，自己就看一看这个查经的课程。
And then as you think about what the study is saying,
当你想一想这个查经想说的，
draw out the top three or four main ideas that the study is trying to get across.
去写出想出这三四个重点。
Just like I mentioned before.
像我一直在说的一样。
It's very easy.
非常简单。
What are the three most important things the study is saying?
你这个课程要讲的三四个重点是什么？
It's important to keep the Sabbath because it demonstrates our relationship with Christ.
守安息日是重要的，因为它证明了我们与耶稣的关系。
The seventh day is the Sabbath.
第七日是安息日。
The Sabbath that was the one that Jesus kept is the same one God wants us to keep today.
耶稣守了安息日，就是上帝今日要我们守了安息日。
This issue will be of obedience will become a major issue in the last days.
这顺从的这个 问题会在末世里呈现。
That's just an example of four main points.
这当然只是一个例子，讲了四个重点。
You just read it and find out what are the most important things it's saying.
你就读一读，然后找到四个最重要的要点。
Remember, then include an illustration in each one of the main points.
一样的，就是每个重点讲一个描述。
Come up with something that will help that person understand what you're trying to say to them.
一个能够让他们更了解的。
Include at least two personal testimonies somewhere in that study.
每个查经课至少要加入两个自己的见证。
Now, a personal testimony, it doesn't have to be like a 10-page essay.
个人的见证不需要一个是十面的文章。
It can just be something very simple.
可能只是很简单的也可以。
Just a simple story about how God answered your prayer.
很容易的故事讲到上帝如何回答你的祷告。
It can be so simple just to say, this is one of my favorite Bible texts. It's helped me through so many troubling times.
你可以说，哦，这是我一个很喜欢圣经章节，帮助我度过很多的危机。
It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out thing.
不需要一个很长、很啰嗦的一个故事。
Are you with me?
了解吗？ All right.
So, two personal testimonies in the Bible study.
所以两个个人见证在查经中。
You should never use more than 10 Bible texts for a Bible study.
记得上一堂课我们说了不要用超过10到12个章节在你的查经之中。
10 to 12 Bible texts.
10到12个圣经章节。
So, some study guides have like 30 or more Bible texts.
有些这些查经的课程有大概30多个圣经章节。
Don't feel like you have to look up every single Bible text with a person.
你不需要与那个人研究每一个圣经章节。
Just look up the top 10 or 12.
找主要的十或十二个圣经章节就好。
Some texts are intended to be like support texts.
有些章节只是要来做一个支柱而已。
So just look up 10 or 12. Don't burn them out. Tell them you can look up the rest on your own later.
所以只需要找十到十二个。你跟他们讲其他章节，你们有兴趣的话，自己可以去找。
And then lastly, you have your summary.
而最后有这个总结。
Your review of the main ideas.
回顾这些重点。
So throughout your Bible study,
所以当你在给人查经的时候
You emphasize those three main ideas, or four.
你可以给他们这三四个主要重点。
Then at the end of your study, you review those points with that person.
而在你的研究的时候你可以与他们回顾。
In our study today, we learned one, this, two, that, three, this and that.
在今日的研究我们研究到一就是这个二那个三这个。
Then you're ready to move into your appeal. And I'm going to talk more about appeals in a later class.
然后你就进入到这个呼召或者这个问这个决定性的问题我之后的课程会讲到。
And then you ask them a decision based upon that study.
然后你就叫他们做出一个决定就是靠着这个圣经的研究来做个决定。
So you take the study guide.
所以拿这个查经的课程。
You go through it with them,
去看一看。
Question by question.
每个问题。
And you add these elements into that Bible study as you go through it.
将这些元素加入融入这个查经里。
When you find the place where that point is should be emphasized, then that's what you share with them.
当你觉得这个重点需要被提出来的时候，你就与他们分享。
So you fit these elements into that study, and you will know where they go.
所以你能将这些元素进入交掺杂入这个查经课程，然后你就可以。
You'll say.
跟他们查经。
You'll say, oh, the important point in this area is where God is saying the seventh day is the Sabbath, which is Saturday.
你可以说这里的重点就是上帝要说第七日就是安息日，就是讲到星期六是安息日。
God wants a relationship with us on that day.
上帝在那日要与我们花时间在一起。
Then you may talk about something like an illustration that has to do with marriage.
可能说到跟婚姻有关的这个描述。
You know, if my wife and I are married and I work 6 days a week,
如果我和我的太太结婚了，我们六日都在劳碌。
And then my only day off, I don't want to spend it with her. How does that make her feel?
如果我唯一的休假的日子，我不与她共处的话，你觉得她会感到怎么样呢？
Some of you might think she's happy about that.
有些人可能以为她会很开心。
But she won't be happy about that.
但是我希望她不会很开心。
So it's the same thing with God.
一样的上帝也是一样。
So you have helped them understand how God feels about it by illustrating how my spouse would feel.
用我的妻子会有如何的反应来反映出上帝的反应。
Does that make sense?
有道理吗？
So I just do that 3 times in the study. It keeps it interesting.
所以研究的时候我讲出这三个重点。
All right, writing non-doctrinal Bible studies.
还有写的不是这些真正的道理的这些查经。
Many of the studies that, like the ready-made study guides, Amazing Facts, those are typically doctrinal study guides.
很多这种预备好的查经课程通常是讲到这些道理的。
But what happens when you need a Bible study on a subject that is not the state of the dead, that is not the Sabbath?
但是如果你需要这些所谓非道理的这种查经课程，可能不是说到死亡状态，可能不是说到安息日的话。
You have to create your own Bible study.
你需要自己写出来。
Maybe somebody says to you,
可能有人对你说,
you know, I got to tell you something.
你知道吗?我要跟你说一件事。
I really have a problem with anger.
我真的与这个愤怒与这种挣扎。
I come home, I from work, I yell at my wife.
我回家的时候就向我的太太喊。
I yell at my kids.
我喊我的孩子。
And if there's any loud noise, I just lose my temper like that.
如果有一些嘈杂声，我就突然间就失去了我脾气。
Don't worry, I don't have that problem.
不用担心，我没有这个问题。
I have lots of other problems, but not that one.
我很多，我有很多问题，可是这个不是其中的。
So they say to you, "How do I control my anger?"
所以我就他可能就跟你讲，我如何控制我的情绪。
That study guide on whatever is not going to help that person.
这些说到这些安息日啊，可能死亡状态的不会。
You need something that from the Bible that helps them how to deal with that personal problem. So you may have to at times write your own Bible studies. And so this is how you do it. Very easy. Of course, number one, pray for God's guidance. Number two, start with Bible texts that you may already be familiar with.
第二就是以这些你已经熟悉的章节开始。
Those are the texts that are going to be easiest for you to use.
这些就很容易的让我们用。
Real quickly, what are some Bible texts on anger? Can anyone think of any?
可能说到愤怒的这些圣经章节。
Proverbs, what does it say?
箴言书语说到什么呢？
Okay, I don't understand the Chinese, but that's okay. But let me give you a couple. The Bible says, be angry and do not what?Sin, right?
所以说你可以生气，可是你不可以犯罪，对吗？
It says, don't let the anger go down on your wrath.
而说不要让日落的时候你还在生气。
There are many Bible texts that you will already know on that subject just from memory.
我们就是靠着我们记忆，我们可以记得很多的圣经章节。
Get a piece of paper and write those down.
给哪一张纸来写下。
You may have your whole Bible study already finished by the time you write down all the ones you already know.
当我们写下我们所知道的圣经章节，我们可能已经有一个查经的课程了。
Use texts you're already familiar with.
运用你已经熟悉的这些章节。
Then consult other resources for ideas and Bible texts.
然后你可以看其他的来源来寻找这些灵感。
One of those resources may be a concordance.
可能是一个圣经的这个检查的这个圣经的软件。
Look up the word anger in the concordance.
圣经的软件你可以寻找愤怒这两个字。
Or on Bible software.
在你的圣经的电脑里的圣经可以查。
And research all the Bible texts on that subject.
研究关于这些愤怒啊、生气啊这些字眼的章节。
What you want to pick out are 9 Bible texts.
你要找出九个圣经章节。
That make strong points and clear thoughts on that subject.
带出的是强烈的重点，而且清新的思想在这个题目上的。
In other words, some Bible texts are not very applicable.
所以一些圣经章节不是很容易应用在自己的生命当中。
But you want texts that are going to really speak to that subject, that person's heart.
你要的圣经章节是很清楚的，能够对那个人的心说话。
So here's some helpful tips.
所以有些好的提示就是这样。
Read the text for the literal sense first.
先看看这个字面上的意思是什么。
In other words, read it and what is it just saying practically? What is it saying literally?
就是读那圣经章节，我们看实际上字眼上他在说什么。
And then secondly, read it for the spiritual meaning.
第二就是寻找它属灵上的意思。
And ask the question.
然后问这个问题。
Does this text apply to the situation I'm dealing with this person?
我与这个人在处理的问题是否能够运用在这方面呢？
In other words, let's suppose I'm dealing with a man.
可能我一个男人在学习。
And there's the Bible text that says, a soft answer turns away wrath or anger.
可能说圣经说到轻声的。回答会让别人不会愤怒。
This man has a problem with yelling at his wife.
这个人对于妻子喊叫，他有这个困难。 困难。
So is that text going to apply to his situation, yes or no?
所以他的在这困境中他能运用到吗？
It's not going to apply, is it?
不会运用，对吗？
He's the one that's doing the yelling.
因为他是那个一直在喊的人。
She's the one that needs to know the text that says a soft answer turns away wrath, right?
那个太太才需要知道，她需要轻声的回答，不是与大声回答。
A text for him would be, "Don't let the sun go down on your wrath."
所以一个好的章节可能就是让他知道，在日落的时候必要继续的生气。
So I have to ask the question: Does this Bible text apply to the situation for that person?
所以你要知道这圣经章节是否对他有所运用。
Once I have these nine Bible texts,
当你有这九个圣经章节的时候
I want to bring out again three main ideas.
一样的带出三四个主要重点。
Three main thoughts from all of these texts.
从这些章节里三四个主要的构思。
And I'm going to put it together in like an outline form.
可以写出这个蓝图这些构造。
Here are some great questions to ask.
你可以问一些很好的问题。
When you're thinking about your main ideas.
当你想你主要的这些重点的时候。
When you're thinking about how to put these Bible texts together.
当你想如何连接这些圣经章节的时候。
What does this text say about me and my relationship with God?
这章节对我和上帝关系有什么话说呢？
Very, very good question to ask.
非常好的问题你能询问。
Secondly, is there an example in this Bible text for me to follow that I can share with that person?
第二，圣经章节有没有给我一个例子我能去跟随的榜样呢？
Is there a sin that this Bible text exposes that I need to confess?
这些章节有没有讲出任何罪恶我需要认罪的或者去避免的
Is there a duty to perform?
需不需要做某些事情呢
Is there a lesson to apply to my life?
有没有一些教训我能运用在我的生命中吗
In other words, what can I learn from this?
就是我能从这里学习到什么
Is there a promise for me to claim?
有没有我能抓紧的应许
Each text, you ought to ask those types of questions.
每个圣经章节你都应该问一样的问题。
Explore the text that you're looking at.
你要问这样的问题，你应该去探讨这些不同的层次。
This takes a little bit of time.
需要花一些时间。
But once you get nine texts,
但当你有九个章节的时候
you can bring them together.
你可以把它们放在一起。
And have three main points.
并且有九个重点。
And you use three Bible texts for each main point.
而每个重点可以用三个圣经章节。
So three main points.
三个重点。
Three Bible texts each.
每个重点三个圣经章节。
How many total Bible texts?
总共是多少个呢？
Nine.
九个。
Very easy, right?
非常简单的，对吗？
Very simple.
非常容易。
All right. So once I get those three main ideas.
当我有这三个主要重点的时候。
They're called main points, again.
他们被称为要点。
They should be simple and clear.
他们应该容易简单。
And you, for each main point, you should have, like I mentioned, you should have three Bible texts that cover that point.
像我已经说了，要有三个圣经章节。
All right, during the Bible study,
在查经的过程
I want to ask this person several different questions.
我需要问这个人不同的问题。
Now again, you don't want to be annoying to this person, okay?
你当然不要对这个人感觉你很厌烦。
But ask two or three of these questions throughout your Bible study.
那你在查经的时候，你可以问两三个至少这类的问题。
When you're looking at a text, ask the question, "What does this Bible text say to you?"
当你看这圣经章节的时候，你可以问他这个圣经章节。对你说什么话?
What do you think God wants us to know through this text?
你觉得上帝要我们从这个圣经章节学习到什么呢?
Do you see how the example of whatever it may be, the life of Moses, the life of Daniel, do you see how that applies to us?
你可以看摩西的生命、但以理的生命如何运用在你的生命吗?
What changes do you sense God calling you to make through this Bible text?
你觉得这圣经章节上帝在叫你做出什么样的改变呢?
When you ask these types of questions, it allows the Holy Spirit to work in that person's mind and heart.
当你问这些问题的时候，你在容许圣灵能够在他们心中运行。
How does doing what God is calling us to do bring us closer to Christ?
做上帝要我们做的事如何带领我们亲近耶稣?
You see, when you ask these questions, you are not telling that person what they need to do.
当我们问这些问题的时候，我们不是教那个人哦，你应该做这个。
But you are simply asking the question, allowing the Holy Spirit to tell them what to do.
你只是在问这个问题，你要让圣灵让他们知道他们应该做什么。
You're creating an atmosphere by which the Holy Spirit can work on them.
你知道这个气氛，你知道这个环境能让圣灵能够跟他们说话。
And then I sometimes ask this question: If God wants us to do this particular thing, do you think He will give us what we need to do it?
可能我会问这个问题：如果上帝要我们做了这件事，你觉得他会给我们能力做吗？
Can you see how these questions will be powerful to people?
你可以看到这些章节对人们会有这些有力的这些鼓励吗？
It allows the Spirit to lead in the study.
这能让圣灵在这个查经中引导。
We don't always have to tell people how to do it or what to do.
我们不需要一直的指示别人你应该做这个，你应该做那个。
Remember, I told you at the beginning, if you ask the right questions, the Holy Spirit will do the rest.
记得一开始的时候，我们说到，当你问对的问题的时候，圣灵就会做其他的工作。
And you'll find that people will make the right decision, and all you have to do is ask the right question.
你发现到人们会问啊，当你问正确的问题的时候，别人就会有好的回答。
Make sure you don't dwell only on the requirements, but also the promises.
不只是要说到你应该做什么，应该做那个，而且。也要讲到这个上帝的应许。
Don't just say you can't work on the Sabbath.
不应该只说哦，你安息日不可以做工。
You can't buy or sell on the Sabbath.
哦，你安息日你不可以做买卖。
You can't go to the market on the Sabbath.
你安息日不可以去啊巴沙。
But talk about all the things that God we can do on the Sabbath.
但是要说到我们可以在安息日可以做的事情。
All the positive aspects.
正面的。
Again, make sure you use personal testimonies and illustrations.
个人的见证和描述。
And let me show you here what it will look like in just a moment.
帮我一下子让你看到应该长得怎么样的这个东西，这个查经。
We'll put it all together.
我们把全部放在一起。
So now you have 9 Bible texts.
所以你有九个圣经章节。
3 main points.
三个重点。
And 3 texts for each point.
一个重点，三个章节。
Then you want to have 1 Bible text for the introduction.
你的介绍应该有一个重点。
And 1 Bible text for the appeal.
这个呼召应该也有一个章节。
How many total texts is that?
总共几个章节呢？
11.
11个对吗？
How many did I tell you to use in a Bible study?
在圣经啊，研究圣经的时候，我叫你用几个呢？
10 to 12, right?
10到12个对吗？
Don't use more than 12.
不要用超过12个。
All right. So the appeal should be more than information. I'll talk more about that.
所以这个呼吁，这个呼召应该超越的，超越是一个资讯而已。
Here's a very helpful tip.
很好的提示。
Wait until you complete the main body of your study.
等待到你做完这个主题主要的这个构思。
Before you do the introduction or the appeal.
你才做这个介绍或者你才做这个呼吁。
I'm talking about writing the study, not giving the study with someone.
当然我说的是当你在写的时候不是给的时候。
Because if you start with the introduction, then you'll make your study...according to your introduction, rather than according to the Bible.
如果你写你的介绍先的话，你就会以你的介绍来构造你的查经，而不是以圣经，就是以你的构造来写你的介绍。
So when we put it all together, what will it look like?
所以当你把它放在一起的时候，应该长怎么样呢？
It may sound much harder than it is.
可能听起来比较困难。
All right, number one.
但是我们可以看第一。
You have the introduction.
有介绍。
One Bible text,
一个圣经章节,
and a story that introduces the subject.
可能是一个故事讲到这个题目的介绍。
Then the second part, you have the main body of the study.
第二就讲到这个整个主题。
You have your main points.
你有你的三个要点。
One, two, and three.
一二三。
And you have 3 Bible texts for each one.
每个要点可能有三个章节。
Okay, so you have your main point.
所以你有你的要点。
Text 1, text
2, 第二个章节,
and text number
3,
and then an illustration.
然后另外一个描述。
Main point 2, the same thing, 3 texts and an illustration.
第二要点也是三个章节和一个描述。
Main point 3, 3 texts and illustration.
第三个要点一样的三个章节然后一个描述。
Then at least 1 personal testimony in there.
然后至少一个个人的见证。
And then your appeal.
然后你的这个呼吁。
Very simple.
非常简单。
Intro, appeal,3 main points, 9 Bible texts, and that's your Bible study.
有这个介绍，有这个呼吁，然后你有你的主题，就是你三个要点，每个要点三个章节。
This is probably the most difficult one to do.
这个没有这么容易来做到。
I would encourage you to use an already made set of Bible studies if you're first starting to give Bible studies.
如果你只是开始给人查经的话，我鼓励你用这些已经预备好了的这些查经课程。
Then once you get a little experience, you can try this method.
当你比较有经验了，才尝试这个方法。
Let me show you the third one. It's very simple, very quick.
我跟你说，第三个方法是很简单的。
I call it the 5 W's and the H.
这个英文里称为五个 W， 还有一个 Hitch 的这个研究。
Any of you, when you were in school, maybe your teacher made you write a paper.
可能你在学校的时候，老师有让你写过一篇文章。
And in that paper, you had to answer these questions.
在这个文章里，你要回答这些问题。
Who, what, when, where, how, and why?
谁什么怎样，在哪里，还有什么时候，还有怎么做到的。
Have you ever had to do that before?
你曾经要做到吗?
I used to hate those kind of papers.
我很讨厌这种文章。
Our teachers made us write them all the time, and I hated doing them.
我老师每次这样写这些，我非常的讨厌他们。
But then I realized this is a great way to write Bible studies.
我发现这是很好的方法来写圣经查经的课程。
Let me show you how it works.
让我可以看如何的。
Very simple.
做到。
You write out, you answer all of these questions, you pick a subject first.
你先找到一个主题。
Like faith.
可能说信心。
And then you answer all five of these questions with a Bible text.
然后你就以一个圣章节回答这些所有的六个问题。
Real quickly, who?
很快的，谁？
Who needs faith?
谁需要信心呢？
Who needs faith? You tell me.
谁需要信心呢？
We do, right? Everyone.
我们需要的地方，每个人都需要。
I answer that with a Bible text.
我一个圣经章节来做回答。
I can also ask the question, who gives faith?
还有我可以问谁给我们信心呢
？Who gives it？
谁给我们信心呢
？God gives it, right？
上帝给我们，对吗
？Then I could ask the question, "What is faith?"
然后我可以问这个问题，什么是信心
？Right？
对吗
？I can answer that with the Bible text, Hebrews 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
十一章来回应，对吗
？The evidence of things not seen.
信心是什么什么，对吗
？Then I ask the question, "When does God give us faith?"
然后我们就可以看到信如何什么时候上帝给我们信心。
Or I could ask the question, "When do we need faith the most?"
或者什么时候我们最需要信心
？Very easy.
非常容易的。
Ask the question, answer it with the Bible text.
给问这些问题，然后以圣经章节回答。
Where do we discover faith?
在哪里我们能找到信心呢
？Of course, we discover it from the Word of God.
我们从上帝的话语能够找到。
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
我们信心是从听到来的，而听到是从圣经来的。
Why is faith so important to us?
为什么信心对我们是如此重要呢
？Why is it so vital to the Christian life?
为什么对基督徒的生活如此重要呢
？And then, how do we increase our faith?
而我们怎么
？How do we share our faith?
增长我们信心，怎么分享我们信心呢
？How is faith relevant to us today?
信心对我们在今时有什么样的这个关联呢
？Ask the question.
问这些问题。
Answer with the Bible text.
以一个圣经章节来回答。
Real quickly, let me show you how it would work with the Sabbath.
很快我们可以看到安息日如何做到一样的事。
Or virtually any subject.
或者任何的题目都可以做到。
You could take any subject and do this.
任何题目你都可以说到。
Number one, who made the Sabbath?
第一，谁造了安息日
？Who is the Sabbath for?
安息日是为谁而造的
？What relevance does the Sabbath have for me today？
今日安息日对我有什么关系
？When does the Sabbath begin and end？
安息日何时开始
？When is the Sabbath when is the Sabbath most important to us？
安息日何时对我们最重要
？Where in what is the question I asked for where？ Where does God？Where is God on the Sabbath?
安息日的时候，上帝在哪里呢
？Or where should we be on the Sabbath?
或者在安息日的时候，我们应该在哪里
？Right, see how this works.
我们可以看到如何操作吗
？Why is the Sabbath so important?
为什么安息日如此的重要
？What does the Sabbath mean to God?
上帝对安息日对上帝有什么这个重要性
？How should I keep the Sabbath?
我应该怎样？守安息日。
How am I drawn closer to God by keeping the Sabbath?
守安息日的时候，我怎样？更亲近上帝呢
？Isn't that beautiful？
是不是很好的
？Easy, simple way，
非常简单的方法。
So ask those six questions。
所以问这六个问题
：Who, what, when, where, why, and how？
谁、什么、几时、在哪里？还有为什么？还有怎样
？And then answer them with Bible text。
然后以圣经章节来回答问题。
Add in some illustrations.
可以添加一些描述啊。
Add in some testimonies.
添加一些个人的见证。
Make it interesting.
让它有趣。
Add an introduction and an appeal.
加一个介绍，加一个这个呼吁。
And you got a Bible study.
你就有一个查经课程了。
On any subject you choose.
无论你选择什么题目都可以。
Powerful.
非常有力的。
I know the second one was a little bit tricky.
第二个比较困难,
and that one is a little more complicated, it takes some practice.
那比较复杂,
but anybody can do this method. The five questions.
这六个问题,
powerful. How many of you think you can do this? How many of you want to put it to practice? I'm going to give you an assignment. I want you to choose a subject. And for those of you watching, the same goes for you. I want you to pick a subject and answer it with these six questions. So you can choose faith. You can choose the Sabbath. You can choose salvation. Anything you want. But that is your assignment. Practice writing that Bible study. And then find someone to give it to. Doesn't have to be a stranger. It can be a friend or your spouse.
可能是你的家人,
but practice that study. And then ask God to give somebody in your life that you can share it with.
然后叫上帝在你生命中,
Remember our promise. You do have what it takes to give Bible studies for Jesus. Because God doesn't need perfect skill or talent, He just needs you. How many of you want to claim that promise? Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, this was a lot of information, but it's not hard at all. When we just take it step by step, it becomes very easy. And we can give Bible studies to others for you. Help us to practice writing these studies. Give us wisdom. And give us understanding. And help us, Lord, to put it into practice by sharing with others. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.